Welcome to the Not All Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 258. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get moving, get ready, get moving, and go for life. That's right, get ready and get moving. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life Month celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got another important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of the 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health, NIH, is launching its annual Go for Life Month right now, this month. And the theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. The program offers free resources to help older adults work out a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise. And this week we're focused on the Get Moving portion of the four-week celebration, and we have asked NIA Go for Life partner Noah Lenstra, director of the Let's Move in Libraries program, to join us. We'll also be joined by Go for Life director Stephanie Daly. Stephanie Daly works closely with the NIA partners like Let's Move in Libraries to better understand the aging process, as well as diseases and conditions that occur as we grow older. Go for Life is an evidence-based exercise program, and an evidence-based program is a program that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just theory. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show Go for Life Month series, Stephanie Daly and Noah Lenstra. Stephanie Daly, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, but we have Noah Lenstra on the line. Before we get to Noah, Stephanie Daly, why don't you give us an update real quick, but then introduce Noah Lenstra.
Sure, Paul, I'm glad to be back here again with you and your audience to talk about Go for Life Month, something we think is extremely important here at the National Institute on Aging. As you know, Go for Life is NIA's campaign to get older adults to fit exercise and physical activity into their everyday lives. And the campaign seeks to do that through a number of ways, including many of our partners around the country, of which Mr. Lenstra is a member. With this September, we're celebrating Go for Life Month. We take this month as an opportunity to shine a spotlight on the importance of exercise and physical activity for healthy aging. And this year's theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. One thing we do is help partners, work with our partners to encourage them to carry out special activities during the month to promote exercise with older adults. And Noah Lenstra is just a wonderful Go for Life partner. He's been with us for almost a year now. Noah Lenstra is the head of Let's Move in Libraries, an organization which works with libraries to document and look at exercise programs in libraries around the country. And so I'm so pleased to be able to introduce him to the audience and to hear his interesting information about the way movement orientation programs are kind of taking hold around the country.
Stephanie Daly, thank you. Noah Lenstra, again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the program. I just think you have one of the most exciting jobs around. I love this idea of Let's Move in Libraries. I am a big fan of libraries. I love their value to our world. But tell us a little bit about what Let's Move in Libraries is all about.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. And thanks again, Paul. Happy to be here with you and Stephanie. So Let's Move in Libraries, just in a nutshell, it's an international initiative to get people of all ages and all abilities moving in public libraries, of which there are 17,000 here in the United States alone, and then thousands more all around the world. And so what we do is we try to help libraries answer the World Health Organization's call to let's be active, everyone, everywhere, every day. And it also builds upon former First Lady Michelle Obama's success and the initiative that she ran, Let's Move Museums and Gardens, which tried to get people moving in museums. And so, in short, in our increasingly sedentary world, we all need to be more physically active and spaces that perhaps we in the past wouldn't think of as places to be active are now kind of stepping up to the plate, and everyone's kind of pitching in to build a world in which we're all as physically active as we need to be to live healthy lives. And that's what we do. And it's, as Stephanie mentioned, it's a research-based effort. I am a faculty member here at the University of North Carolina. So we use research and evidence to help libraries do more to increase physical activity.
Thank you for that. And I appreciate your enthusiasm. As Stephanie said, you have been involved with NIA and Gopher Life for about a year. So tell us, why the partnership with NIA? It's been going on for about a year now. So how's everything going and what led to it?
Yeah, no, it's going wonderful. And I'm just so thrilled to have met Stephanie and to have worked with Stephanie. We haven't actually met in person, which is a little bit odd because I feel like I know her and her team so well. We've been able to do so much over the phone and over email. And it's just been a wonderful partnership. And really, it's no secret that America is getting older. And as a result, public libraries are increasingly focusing more of their time and energy on serving the needs of older adults, who are one of the primary user groups of public libraries, in particular on weekdays during the school year. And I'm also personally really interested in working with older adults. I forgot to mention that I'm an affiliated faculty member here in the gerontology department at the University of North Carolina. And so a lot of my research is really focused on kind of aging and older adults. And just the last thing is that we're just really in libraries. We're trying to do a lot more to form kind of various forms of partnerships. And so it just made sense to reach out to the National Institute on Aging and Go for Life campaign, since we're both trying to do the same thing, which is increase physical activity among older adults. So it just made sense to kind of work with Stephanie to try to make that happen.
Thank you very much. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing for Go for Life Month.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I'll be happy to, and I'll try to keep this brief. But if I run on, feel free to interrupt. But at the national level, one of the main things we're trying to do for Go for Life at the national level is really just to raise awareness among librarians about Go for Life. And in particular, connect them to the wonderful new Go for Life website, which just contains so many powerful resources that I think libraries can really use to support programs both during September and beyond. We're also, Stephanie and I are trying to work with libraries to do special programs for Go for Life Month, and also shining the spotlight on those libraries that are already participating, and there are some. So for instance, I discovered through our network of librarians that in the small town of Ferdinand, Indiana, which has a population of 2,500, the library this September is partnering with the local YMCA and also with the Purdue Extension, which is a Go for Life partner, to do special Go for Life programs throughout the month of September. So we've been shining the spotlight on that. And similarly, I discovered that in Madison, Wisconsin, this September, the library has teamed up with the local recreation department to offer special strength training and walking programs at two of the library branches in Madison. And they're calling these Go for Life Month programs. And in fact, the Madison program actually happened yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. And I reached out to the librarian afterwards, and she said that it was such a successful program that the library and the rec department are now talking about creating an ongoing strength training series that they hope to offer at the library for older adults, which hopefully will begin in spring 2019. So we've been celebrating these stories of libraries that are already engaging in Go for Life Month through our social media and our newsletter, which reaches over 2,000 libraries across the country, to hopefully inspire people to get involved with Go for Life, take advantage of all the resources that they have. And then closer to home here in North Carolina, we're working to get North Carolina libraries to do special programs for Go for Life. And so one example would be on Wednesday of this week, 2 days ago, Stephanie and I gave a special program to the 15 library directors who serve a rural 4-county region in northwestern North Carolina about Go for Life and how they could use it to do programs at their libraries. And everyone was really excited, and we will be following up with them to ensure that they have the support they need to support physical activity among the older adults that they serve in the rural Appalachian region that they serve. And we've been doing similar work with urban libraries in the cities of Durham and High Point here in North Carolina. So both here in North Carolina and across the country, we're just trying to get more and more public libraries both aware of Go for Life and hopefully also support them developing Go for Life programs, both during the month of September and beyond.
Well, Noah Linster, you are a busy man. Thank you for all of that. And we certainly appreciate all you're doing. Libraries definitely have an important role in our society. I've read a little bit about you in anticipation of talking to you today, and I found this article, recent article by you, titled "The Role of Public Libraries and Public Librarians in Supporting Physical Activity." I just think this is great. But do libraries have the staff to support this activity? And are we moving away from kind of this very important role of learning that's always been so fundamental and representative of libraries? Or is this just maybe a different type of learning?
Yeah, Paul, these are wonderful questions. And these are questions that I definitely think a lot about myself and my own work. And so I'll address the learning topic first, and then I'll kind of double back to talk about the staff training aspect. And so I would definitely say that this is a different type of learning, but it's definitely learning. We used to say in libraries that you go to the gym to exercise your body and you go to the library to exercise your mind. Well, and today in libraries, that has shifted a little bit. We talk a lot about how can we serve the whole person. And learning is not something that just takes place in the mind. It involves the whole body. And I would say that we need this type of learning more than ever. As I mentioned earlier, the World Health Organization just released a report actually earlier this week on September 4th, documenting the extreme lack of physical activity around the world. And Dr. Regina Guthold, the lead author of this study, said, and I'm going to quote her. So she said, quote, "Unlike other major global health risks, levels of insufficient physical activity are not falling worldwide on average, and over a quarter of all adults are not reaching the recommended levels of physical activity for good health," end quote. So we really need this learning. This is an extreme learning need, and this is something that libraries are really stepping up to the plate to help people learn how to incorporate physical activity into their lives. And stay physically active. As Stephanie said, get ready, get moving, go for life. We need to learn this, and libraries are helping to do that. And so the other, you had asked about kind of the staff training needs. And this is definitely a huge issue. And I think that I've been kind of doing some programs at library associations about this very topic. And so one of the things that I find really interesting is that, as I discussed in that article, as these types of programs have become more popular, librarians themselves are learning to do new things. So you see librarians who are going through the steps to become certified chair-based exercise class teachers, Tai Chi instructors, yoga, matter of balance instructors. And I just wanted to share one quick story that I think is really evocative of this trend. And so this is actually near to me down the road in Rural Hall, which is in Forsyth County, North Carolina, just a short 30-minute drive west of Greensboro. And since 2006, so that's 12 years ago, since 2006, the library has, in partnership with the local health department, offered free weekly chair-based exercise classes, and they call it sitter-size. And for participants in this class, most of whom are older adults, it's been truly life-changing. And participants don't just come to the class. They stay at the library after it ends. They socialize. They form that kind of a community gathering place. They check out books and DVDs. And so long story short, about 7 years ago, or maybe it was more recently, 5 years ago, the instructor had to retire. The instructor from the public health department who had been doing the classes was getting ready to retire. And there was a kind of a crisis point because no one from the health department was available to teach the class any longer. But the class was really popular and the library wanted to continue offering it. So what did they do? So the branch manager, the librarian, stepped up to the plate and she went through the steps required by the health department to become a certified chair-based fitness instructor. And she now teaches the class herself twice a week. And going through this process was also transformational for this particular librarian. She told me that prior to doing it, she had not been someone who exercised regularly. And so it was something that had a huge impact on her personal health as well as the health of her community. So I think there's lots of learning going on. Librarians are learning to do new things. People are learning to make physical activity a part of their lives through libraries. I think there's a lot left to be done, and there's a lot of growing pains that are going to take place and have taken place already as libraries kind of move in this new direction. But I think we're well on the way to getting there.
That's a great story. Thank you very much for sharing that. Yeah, librarians are smart people. Changing with the times is important for all of us, but good to hear stories like that, and glad to hear that it's had an impact on everyone, including the librarian and her new training. You know, in my research of you too, Noah Lindstra, I found a tweet that I really enjoyed. I love this. It's kind of a research-related tagline. That's how I'm referring to it. No, you say libraries circulate items. Might as well circulate the blood too. I just think that is very clever on your part. So thank you very much for that great line. But I think my audience is going to know if they live in an area where their library isn't, you know, circulating their blood too. How do they get some of their libraries locally to, you know, kind of adopt this notion and this practice and plug into you and all you're doing?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really wonderful question. And first, I just wanted to, I unfortunately cannot take credit for that quote. It was actually one of the librarians in my network. It was something that I had posted to social media, and a librarian mm-hmm. actually from Louisiana responded with this quote, which I thought was just wonderful. And with his permission, of course, I kind of adopted it. I thought it was just really just wonderful. Can't claim credit for it. But in terms of getting librarians to, if you're in an area of the country where your library is not already doing this, how do you convince the libraries that it's good for the library and it's good for the community? I really think that the best way to do so is through stories and stories of success. And librarians, myself included, we really believe in the power of stories. And that is kind of our core essence. We're storytellers. We're story readers. We're all about sharing stories. And as such, I think it makes sense that the best way to spread this trend will be through storytelling. I think what I've been trying to do in this project is kind of collect stories, figure out the best way to disseminate those stories, and hopefully inspire action based on those stories. And one of the things that this is kind of three stories really quick, but one of the things that I find really fascinating is that a lot of the time, the person leading exercise classes in libraries is themselves an older adult. So for instance, just north of me in Martinsville, Virginia, the Blue Ridge Regional Library offers weekly Tai Chi classes that are led by a woman who is 78 years old.
Wow.
And I've heard similar stories from Illinois. The Chicago Tribune did a wonderful story about an 82-year-old who leads free chair-based yoga classes at the Elmwood Park Public Library. And in Rhode Island, there's a woman who in her 70s who leads weekly senior fitness classes at actually two libraries. Now, she started doing at one, and it became so popular that she was asked to do them at another library as well. And I think these are just wonderful. And I think the public library is really the perfect place for older adults who are already excited about exercise and staying active to share that passion with other older adults and to kind of and so I think kind of sharing those stories is really, really, to me, I think the best way to kind of inspire libraries to step up to the plate. And the other thing that I would say is that, and I haven't mentioned this yet, but I really think the places that do this most successfully, it's not just the library kind of doing this on their own. I mentioned kind of in Indiana, the library worked with the Extension and the YMCA. In Madison, the library worked with the Rec Center. Here in North Carolina, it was a partnership with the Health Department. I think where it really takes off and is sustainable, more often than not, you're going to see some sort of community partnership. The library working in other cases, the Area Agency on Aging, it's kind of the library is kind of the community catalyst, and it's the place that people trust. It's open long hours. In most communities, it's open more hours than any senior center that I know of. And so it's the perfect gathering place. It's the perfect place to come and exercise and form community. So we've been trying to share these stories on our social media, the website, through free webinars. I think there's definitely been lots of impacts already. And we're hoping that through kind of these sharing of stories, we'll be able to get more libraries to get ready, get moving, and go for life.
That's impressive, as is all of your work. Noah Lindstra, I have just one final question for you. Of course, this is Go for Life Month. What do you see, though, in the future for Go for Life and its role in shaping physical activity programs for older adults in libraries?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question, Paul. I have a couple answers to it, but I really think the possibilities are endless. I think there's just so much that we can do with Go for Life. I'm just so impressed by the new website that Go for Life has. It's just really a wonderful resource. I mean, it was wonderful before, but now it's even better. The easy to access workout videos, I think, are something that lots of libraries would love to be able to just put on a workout video and invite people to come in and try out some of the exercises that are featured there, utilizing the speaker's toolkit to talk about the importance of being physically active and some of the ways that you can track your physical activity. But in addition to the resources that Go for Life has put together, the other thing that I think will be really valuable for Let's Move in libraries going forward will be to continue to form and sustain partnerships with the other national partners of Go for Life. And already I've had lots of great success with some of those partners. And so, for instance, there's a fitness instructor in New Jersey, Bob Kirby, who's a partner of Go for Life. And we've been talking a lot, and he's now doing fitness classes both in Mercer County and in Trenton in New Jersey. I've also been kind of through Go for Life, I've gotten connected with a woman who does have a senior fitness company in California. Through her, we're trying to help rural libraries that may not have access to any sort of gym or rec center of any sort to see if they'd be willing to do a kind of a pilot project in the spring in which they'll use the evidence-based exercise program that they've put together and actually just play it at the library as a DVD or streaming and invite older adults to come in and participate in the exercise program. So I think there's just lots of potential, both using the Go for Life resources, really drawing upon the Go for Life member network to form new partnerships. So I'm really excited. I think there's just lots and lots of possibilities. Looking forward to working with Go for Life in the future.
Noah Lenstra, let's move in libraries. I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for your enthusiasm, for all your hard work. It is appreciated. You're doing great stuff. I really do. I like these ideas that you're sharing, serving the whole person in libraries. Stephanie Daly, I always like to give you the last word. Noah Lenstra has given us tons of great information, been very complimentary of the website. What more would you like to say today, Stephanie?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Noah Lenstra for being such a vibrant Go for Life partner and for giving us some real new inroads into libraries. We've had an association with libraries since the beginning of the Go for Life campaign, but never in this specific and direct way. So just hearing his comments today have even given me more ideas for the ways we can work together as we move forward. And I like the fact that he's been able to kind of take advantage of the fact that there's a membership out there, a membership of partners who have so much to offer each other. And that's one area of focus we want to continue to stress and to stress even more as we move forward. So I'm glad he's a real proponent of that and has already started to help that happen. So I want to also say finally to the audience listening that we're going to be at the beginning of week two of Go for Life Month on Monday. And that's the week we ask people to start trying the four different types of exercise. That's the get moving part. So I think that what Noah has talked about today is going to help move us forward and help focus us a little bit more on the movement aspect of Go for Life Month. So I just want to say to everybody, keep going for life, and look forward to talking with you the next time.
Stephanie Daly, Go for Life. Noah Lenstra, Let's Move in Libraries. Thank you both so much. And again, Stephanie, give us the website address one more time.
The website, if you want to go to our website, the best thing to do is to go to your favorite search engine and type in Go, the number four, Life, and you'll be there very quickly.
Go for Life. Thanks so much to both of you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to our guests today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.